In today's digital landscape, we've all become writers, whether we identify as such or not. Every LinkedIn profile update, every email, every social media post, these are all forms of professional writing that represent us when we're not physically present. Our words have become our digital ambassadors, shaping how others perceive our intelligence, trustworthiness, and competence. Poor writing doesn't just fail to communicate, it actively damages credibility and undermines relationships. The scope of content has expanded dramatically to include virtually everything your audience interacts with. As Anne Handley playfully puts it, channeling The Lion King, everything the light touches is content. And at the heart of most content experiences, whether text-based or visual, lies writing. Even videos and podcasts typically begin with scripts or outlines. Despite this central role, many businesses neglect writing quality to their detriment. Good writing serves as a powerful business tool in three crucial ways: as the foundation of effective content, as a mirror reflecting clear thinking, and as the key to truly customer-centric communication. When we write well, we demonstrate respect for our readers' time and attention, a commodity increasingly scarce in our distraction-filled world. The quality formula is elegantly simple. Utility times inspiration times empathy equals quality content. If any element equals zero, the entire equation collapses. This means content must help solve problems, be creatively unique, and view everything through the customer's perspective. Good writing rarely emerges fully formed. Even celebrated authors relied on ordinary routines rather than flashes of inspiration. The romantic myth of the tortured artist waiting for their muse is false. Good writing comes from consistent practice. The 12-step writing GPS guides you from idea to published piece. Start by identifying your business goal and reader benefits. Gather data, organize structure, and write to one specific person. Create what Handley calls the ugly first draft without self-editing, step away, then return to rewrite. Finally, craft a compelling headline, get edited, check readability, and publish with a clear call to action. The ugly first draft concept encourages writers to pour out ideas without concern for grammar or coherence, then return later to reshape. Good writers are really skilled editors of their rough drafts. The magic happens in revision, not initial writing. This approach prevents the paralysis of trying to write perfect sentences immediately. By separating creation from editing, you can overcome blank page anxiety and produce more authentic content. Grammar builds credibility, but clear thinking and reader engagement matter more. Focus on effective communication rather than perfect grammar. The key rules prioritize clarity and authenticity in modern writing. Use natural language instead of corporate jargon. Skip Frankenwords like productize or operationalize. Say don't have time rather than don't have bandwidth. Choose brainstorm over ideate. Corporate speak creates distance between writer and reader. Active voice makes writing direct. Hibachi edited the video beats the video was edited by Hibachi. Strong verbs energize sentences. Etch a QR code instead of put a QR code. Improve rather than make an improvement. Corporate speak creates traditional grammar rules when it aids clarity. Start sentences with and, but, or because. Use sentence fragments for emphasis. Split infinitives and end with prepositions when natural. Single sentence paragraphs work well, especially online where white space matters. Business storytelling means authentically sharing your value proposition through genuine narratives that forge human connections. Effective brand stories must be truthful, people-focused, unique, customer-oriented, and strategically aligned, as demonstrated by Chipotle's The Scarecrow campaign about responsible food sourcing. Even small organizations can tell powerful stories. Chicago law firm Levenfeld Perlstein humanized their attorneys through profiles featuring personal questions like, "What did you want to be when you were little?" Voice establishes your company's consistent personality, while tone flexes for different contexts. Define your brand with 3 to 4 key adjectives and ensure all communications reflect these traits. Success often comes from adapting storytelling techniques from other fields, as shown by Carl Ciortino's campaign video where he came out as liberal to his Tea Party father, achieving viral attention through authentic narrative rather than budget. Content marketing requires companies to adopt journalistic principles of honesty, integrity, and accountability. Beyond publishing, organizations must provide genuinely valuable content that serves their audience's needs. Brand journalism merges traditional reporting skills with corporate storytelling. Companies like HubSpot, Qualcomm, and GE employ journalists to create factual, compelling content, though it may align with company interests. Their outside perspective adds credibility and depth. Trustworthiness is paramount in brand content. This means crediting sources, using data, acknowledging biases, and linking to references. Content should feature authentic stories, real people, and diverse viewpoints beyond company messaging. Ethical curation goes beyond aggregation, requiring human insight to contextualize content. Best practices include using varied sources, prominent attribution, limited quotations, and meaningful analysis. Proper linking ensures original creators receive due credit. Different platforms require distinct writing approaches. On Twitter, focus on creating dialogue rather than broadcasting. Keep tweets under 120 characters to allow for retweets and provide context when sharing links. Use hashtags strategically. Limit to 2 to 3 per post to highlight company milestones, audience interests, or brand personality. Facebook's reduced organic reach means marketers must be more strategic. Connect through niche communities and groups, invest in promoting top content, and create unifying messages that reflect your authentic brand voice. Content should educate, entertain, or inspire your audience. LinkedIn has evolved into a content platform for thought leadership. Post 3 to 5 times daily during business hours, focusing on helpful content rather than sales. Vary between articles, tips, industry insights, and culture posts. Avoid profile buzzwords, using specific examples and active language instead. Email marketing works best as personal communication. Craft emails you'd want to open, using concise subject lines, 6 to 10 words, and genuine personalization. Write from one person to another, using first-person language and a natural voice. Perfect writing doesn't exist, and waiting for perfect conditions guarantees you'll never write anything at all. As E.B. White noted, a writer who waits for ideal conditions under which to work will die without putting a word on paper. The solution is simple. Done is better than perfect. This mindset frees writers from perfectionism and encourages the consistent practice that improves writing skill. Setting deadlines acts as the WD-40 of writing, lubricating projects that might otherwise stall. Focus on words produced rather than time spent. Thinking and staring at blank pages don't count. There is no try. There is only do. Start with 50 words, then build to 250, 500, and 750 words, 3 pages. A writing buddy provides accountability and feedback, making writing less solitary. Keep approval processes simple. Get outline sign-off first and establish clear revision expectations. Good writing balances discipline with creativity, structure with spontaneity. By treating writing as a learnable skill rather than innate talent, anyone can become an effective communicator. In our digital age, writing well isn't just a professional advantage, it's essential for meaningful connection.